Lord Jesus bless everyone with great peace. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书15章58节
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 58
15章58节
Chapter 15 verse 58
所以我亲爱的弟兄们 你们务要坚固不可摇动 常常竭力多做主工 因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的
Verse 58 reads, Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
最近去探望一位七八十岁的年老的弟兄姐妹，年老的夫妻。
I recently visited an elderly couple who are in their 80s.
那么老弟兄最近生骨刺。
The elderly brother recently has a problem with his bones.
他说一年来啊, 常常痛得都不能坐也不能站。
He has such pain in his tailbone that he's unable to stand or sit.
那吃了一年多的药。
He has been on medication for over a year.
但是药效一退啊, 又开始痛。
But the moment the medication wears off, he would feel a tremendous amount of pain.
后来决定开刀。
He finally decided to go through some operation.
把那个骨刺拿掉。
And remove the problem area.
小丽去看他, 发觉到这位伯伯, 平常可能有染头发吧, 怎么突然之间觉得, 哇, 他的眉毛胡须, 头发, 通通是白发苍苍。
When I visited this elderly brother, it was to my surprise that all of his hair, his eyebrows, his mustache were completely gray.
那他的太太, 已经这个洗肾13年。
His wife has been undergoing dialysis for 13 years.
最近常常在找不到什么地方可以插那个管子可以继续洗肾。
And recently, she has been having problems looking for entry points for her dialysis tubes.
这个老夫妻非常的相爱。
These elderly couples are very loving toward one another.
十几年来，太太没有办法自理一些清洁的工作。
For over a decade, this wife cannot clean after herself.
都是老弟兄啊，十几年来，通通是他在服侍。For
over a decade, it is her husband who cleaned for her.
那老弟兄在手术的时候，他就这样一个感叹。During
his operation, she has this reflection.
平常都勉励太太手术的时候要勇敢啊。He
usually would be the one to encourage her to be brave during her her procedures.
自己开刀才知道原来是那么样的痛。
But when he himself is undergoing operation, he knew how pain. He finally understood how painful it is.
每次访问这个家庭，我都被他们老夫妻给感动到。
I'm always very touched by this elderly couple.
这位姐妹，老姐妹常常会这样跟我讲。
The elderly sister would often tell me.
她说以前他们在日本学校的时候，这个老师跟他们讲，两句话。如果说你说还好还好，那这是一件好消息呀。
She said when she was receiving Japanese education, the teacher always say that if you hear someone say so-so, then it means it's a good news.
还好还好，另外一句话就是说，真可惜，真可惜。
And the other is regretful.
她说她现在没有办法跟我们一起做圣工了。
She said right now she can no longer participate in the ministry.
她说还好还好，年轻的时候常常跟传道早出晚归。
She says it's a good thing that when I was young, I was able to accompany the pastor.
常常一大早出去啊，晚上回到家11点多。
I would leave early in the morning to do some church work, and I will not return until late at night.
这个老弟兄说还好还好，当年还有办法。 帮教会做一些事情啊。
The older brother also had the same feeling that it was a good thing that he worked for church when he was young.
他们实在是很有心的。
They do have a good heart.
每次跟他们聊天，我就有那个感觉。
Whenever I have a conversation with them, I could feel it.
但是他们的人生走过来，觉得还好的一件事情就是，年轻的时候没有白白的来浪费生命。 来白白的享受神的恩典。
The thing that make them the happiest after an entire life's journey is that they did not waste their youth away.
所以小弟今天晚上想用这一场这一句话说要竭力多做主工来彼此做勉励。
So tonight I'd like to use this topic to be abound in the work of God as our mutual encouragement.
我们做主工哦，有一个很重要的，要有一个很重要的先决条件。
In order to work for the Lord, there is a prerequisite or a qualification.
就是我们对信仰要有很正确的认识。
First, we need to have a very accurate understanding of our faith.
对人生的盼望要有很清楚的了解。
We need to have a assurance of our hope in life.
我们知道信仰，很多人都以为是在追求今生的好处。
Many people assume that faith means to pursue after the goodness of this life.
哥林多前书十五章十九节说，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜了。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 19 says, "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable."
很多人信耶稣，觉得说在今生看看有什么好处。
Many people come and believe in Jesus in hope to receive something good in this life.
甚至有一些对经文的一些误解。
They may even have some misunderstanding about the scripture.
我们看箴言的三章十六节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 16.
箴言三章十六节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。
Proverbs 3:16.
他右手有长寿，左手有富贵。很多人追求耶稣基督是要追求长寿跟富贵。
Many people believe in Jesus because they hope to live long life and have riches and honor.
没有错，在神的右手有长寿，左手有富贵。
Yes, indeed, that in the right hand of God you can find longevity, and in His left hand riches and honor.
但是在旧约里面所谈到的这些肉体的好处，其实在新约，耶稣基督都提升到心灵的好处。
But all these riches and goodness mentioned in the Old Testament has been elevated by the Lord Jesus in the New Testament.
如果我们信耶稣只是觉得希望有这些肉体的好处，圣经上说真的，我们可能比众人都更加可怜。
The Bible says if we only have hope for these riches and glory in this life, only then we are of all men the most pitiable.
我们右手有长寿，其实圣经在跟我们讲说，耶稣说活着信我的人必然不死，你信这句话吗？
Jesus once asked us, those who believe in me will never die. Do you believe?
真的，我们信耶稣，这个长寿是已经提到永生的阶层了。
Yes, indeed. For those of us who are Christians, our longevity has been elevated to eternal life.
我们所说的富贵，那种富贵是指着我们在主里面有很安然的丰盛的生命力。
The riches and honor we find in the Lord is the abundance of life. In our heart.
因为耶稣说人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Because Jesus said that our life is not a matter of riches and abundance.
我可能跟诸位讲过，我最近遇到一位律师。
Recently, I came across a lawyer.
我问他说，兄弟，你为什么最近才回头？以前你都迷失了，你跑到哪里去？
I asked him, brother, why do you recently return to the Lord? Where have you been all these years?
我知道他在读完书开始工作那段时间，有段时间他就是在教会里面找不到他。
I know that there is a period of time after his graduation that we could never find him in the church.
他说他没有爸爸。
He said he doesn't have a father.
他说他人生一个 role model 就是他当律师的那些老板们，他们很有钱，在社会上非常的成功。
He says without a father figure, the only role model he has is all the partners in his law firm.They are rich and they're successful.
结果他要追求他们所拥有的那种丰富的生活。
He hopes to pursue their abundance.
可是他在观察下去。
But as he makes further observation,
那种生活不是我想要过的。
He realized that's not the kind of life he wants.
因为那种生活虽然很有钱，但是常常要过着一种勾心斗角的生活。
Because even though they live a life of luxury, but they backstab each other.
常常要谈所谓的政治，就是在工作岗位上常常要戴一个面具，谈这个不必要的一些politics 的东西。
They have to deal with a lot of office politics and also have to put up a facade.
保罗觉得这样的生活很有钱，但是却不是快乐的生活。
Even though they live in riches, they do not live in happiness.
他说他要找谁做他的 role model， 因为他没有爸爸。
He says because he doesn't have a father, he doesn't know whom to seek as a role model.
他终于找到一个 2000 年前一个生命非常成功的人。
And finally, he found someone who is very successful in life from 2000 years ago.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And he is our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢主，他现在在教会里面非常热心的服侍神。
We thank God that he is now serving in the church very zealously.
生命有一种丰盛的表现。
We can see a obvious abundance in his life.
所以我们今天说要服侍神哦，我们如果信仰一种观念不正确，很难走这条服侍的道路。
It is very difficult for us to work for the Lord and serve God if we do not have a correct attitude about our faith.
我们不要以为信耶稣之后，我们都是一帆风顺，我们什么困难都不会有的。
Let us not assume that after we believe in Jesus, our entire life will be a smooth sailing.
我们看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书三章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书三章。
First Thessalonians chapter 3.
三章的第二节到第四节。
Verses 2-4.
我们从第一节到第四节。
Let's read from verse 1-4.
三章的一节到十节。
Chapter 3, verse 1-4.
我们既不能再忍耐，就愿意独自等在雅典。第二节
，Verse two，
打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上做神职事的提摩太前去，兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。第三节
，Three，
免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。第四节
，Four，
我们在你们那里的时候，预先告诉你们。 我们必受患难，以然果以后果然应验，你们也知道。保罗差遣提摩太去兼顾那里的信徒。Paul
has sent Timothy to strengthen the church in Thessalonica.
因为那里的信徒有遭遇很多的患难。Because
the members there were undergoing some great tribulation.
他说去兼顾他们，免得他们被诸般的患难摇动了。He
said that He will send Timothy to strengthen them so they will not be swayed.
因为我们受患难原来是命定的。
We were appointed to be afflicted.
所以保罗，我们刚这一堂，我们第一段说要坚固，其实真的很多人在患难当中，他开始信心会起的动摇。
It's true, Paul says that we need to be established and encouraged concerning our faith because people could be swayed.
耶稣也跟我们讲说，其实他没有让我们离开世界。
Because our Lord Jesus also said that He does not wish for us to go away, go out of the world.
但是他是胜过了世界。But
He has overcome the world.
所以我们在世上还是有苦难的。
In this world, we will have trials and tribulations.
世人的问题，哪一种问题我们可以免掉呢？
How can we avoid any problems that the other people face?
世人感冒，我们就不感冒吗？
Can Christian avoid getting a common cold?
世人车祸，我们就不车祸吗？
Can Christian avoid getting into a car accident?
世人有炎症，我们就没有炎症吗？
Can Christian avoid getting cancer?
我常常想说，这个苦难本来就没有歧视性的，它不会歧视任何人的。
I often think that afflictions and trial and sickness is not discriminative.
主耶稣应许我们在祂里面有平安呐。
However, Jesus promised that we could find peace in Him.
但是不允许我们在活在世上没有苦难。But
He never guaranteed that we will not come across affliction.
有时候我们会遇到主耶稣一种额外的保守。Sometimes
we will have extra protection and grace from God.
但是有时候不一定有额外的保守。But
that is not always the case.
圣经上常记载同样的一些危险，但是有不同的结局。The
Bible record many of the similar type of trials, but different. Results.
雅各被希律抓了。Jacob
was.
雅各
James was captured by King Herod.
但是雅各被斩头了。And
he was beheaded.
同样的啊，彼得也被希律抓了。Peter
also was captured by Herod.
但是彼得却蒙神的拯救啊，天使的带领离开那个监狱，没有被斩头。But
somehow God sent the angel to deliver him and rescue him.
你看，同样的一个灾祸，却有不同的结局。They
both went through the same trial, but yet they turned out very differently.
你看那个斯蒂凡被石头打。Look
at how Stephen was stoned.
保罗也被石头打。Paul
was also stoned.
但是神就觉得说，斯蒂凡他应该可以回家休息了。
But for some reason, God God deemed Stephen ready to go back home to rest.
这是保罗他的工作还没有完成，就是让他倒了又再爬起来。
But Paul's work was not yet finished, so even though he fell down, God made him get up again.
虽然人有不一样的结局，却是有同样的心境。
Even though we may turn out differently, but we all have the same heart.
所以你看，那个斯蒂凡跟保罗在被打的时候，他们的心是何等的宁静。
When both Stephen and Paul were, when they were being stoned, their heart were filled with peace.
那彼得在被抓的时候，他是何等的睡得何等的安详。
When Peter was in chains, he was able to sleep soundly.
我说我们基督徒要超越这种结果来看神的祝福。
So as Christians, we need to be able to see beyond our current trial and see God's blessing.
我们车祸死了要感谢，没有死也要感谢。
If we get into a car accident and lose our life, we should give thanks. If we preserve our lives, we should give thanks as well.
我们生病过世了要感谢，没有生没有过世也要感谢。
In life or in death, we give thanks to God.
这个就是我们应该有的一种从神来的一个观念，我们要坚固，不可以摇动。
This is the kind of attitude we must have to, and we must hold steadfast to.
我们心境一样，我们在主里有平安，实在是因为我们知道我们仰望的是谁，就是那个救主耶稣基督。
We can be peaceful in our heart, understand clearly, because we know in Him we will have peace.
我们看希伯来书6章19节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书6章19节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19.
希伯来书6章19节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19.
6章19节。
Chapter 6, verse 19.
我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固，又牢靠，且通入幔内。我们的指望就是耶稣基督。Our
hope is Lord Jesus Christ.
他好像我们灵，使我们灵魂有一个锚一样。He
is like the center, the anchor of our soul.
所以在患难当中，我们就绝对因着他而不至于动摇。In
times of trial, we can be immovable.
真的，世界上我真的看到有些弟兄同龄们呢。 安息来聚会，家中遭小偷，他就想说：“我这样还聚会做什么？这个神都不会保佑我。”
I have seen brothers whose house was broken into while he was observing the Sabbath, and he wonders why he wants to continue to come to church.
已经摇动了。
His heart has begun to move.
我以前讲过一个故事，因为我被这个故事很感动。
I might have shared this story with you, but I'd like to tell you again because it's very moving.
这是一个实在的故事。
This is a true story.
有个姐妹啊，她的先生是。 传道人,
There's a sister whose husband is a pastor.
她在很年轻的时候，传道人就过世了。And
when she was very young, she became a widow.
九个月之后，她的最爱的一个儿子又过世了。Her
husband passed away, and 9 months later, one of her most beloved son also passed away.
那时候他们家庭经济非常的不好啊。At
that time, they were in a very tight
这个孩子已经师专毕业，已经在学校可以教书，家中是他是唯一的这种收入。
And this son was the only person bringing income into the family.
这个孩子对他非常的孝顺。
And this son was a very filial son.
长得又是一表人才，又高又帅。
He also has a very good appearance.
心地又非常的善良。
He has a very good heart.
他那时候实在是受不了了，哭得死去活来。神啊，要拿你怎么把这个最重要、家中最重要的，又这么好的孩子，把他拿走呢
？At that time, she was so sad and upset. She did not understand why God has taken away the most important member of her family.
他实在是受不了了。She
could no longer stand it.
后来圣灵跟他讲啊，他祷告的时候，圣灵跟他讲啊。Then
in her prayer, the Holy Spirit spoke to her.
你要受安慰啊。You
will be comforted.
你在哭哦，我在哪里一个儿子啊？ 如果你再哭下去啊，不受安慰，我再拿你一个儿子啊。
If you keep crying, I will take another son away from you.
你如果受安慰哦，以后将来属灵属世的，让你没有办法可以无处可以容纳。
If you accept God's comfort, then in the future you will receive so much blessings that you have no room for it.
他从一种非常强烈的一种 depression， 就这样醒过来了。So
she woke up from a very deep depression.
感谢主，他就这样得到神的安慰。And
thank God she was. Really comforted by God.
后来他看了29年的会堂。Then
she became someone who watched the chapel for 29 years.
属灵的福气啊，真的是，真的是啊啊啊， 装不完。
And indeed, she had received so much spiritual blessing.
29年来，莎虽然是寡妇啊，但是神祝福她的子孙。
Even though she remains a widow for 29 years, God greatly blessed her children.
她现在衣食不缺啊。
Now she has no worry about her daily life.
常常过着一种爱神爱人的生活。
She continues to live a life loving man and God.
真的，人如果遭遇像她一样的，九个月之内使得先生又使得家里学历最高、最会念书、最优秀的孩子。 谁不会受到影响呢?
Who will not be depressed if you were to lose a husband and a son within a matter of 9 months?
但是耶稣基督是我们灵魂的锚。
But our Lord Jesus is the anchor of our soul.
在漂泊当中能够稳定我们的心。
In tossing and turning, he could provide some stability to our heart. So we could be steadfast and sure.
当我们人生有一个正确的一个观念，信仰有一个正确的方向之后呢？ 我们才有办法啊，想竭力的来做主工。
Once we have the correct attitude and direction in our faith, then we can begin to work abundantly for the Lord.
否则谁不喜欢赚取世界呢？
Who does not love the riches in this world?
那如果我们真的对人生有一个透彻的看法，
But if we can see through human life clearly,
我们真的要竭力的多做主工。
Then we will be willing to work for the Lord.
竭力啊，这个字呢，英文叫做 super abundant， 就是要显出额外的满足。
To be abundant in working for the Lord.
换句话说，我们做教会的事工呢，我们要尽自己最大的能力呢，把教会所给我们的工作把它完成。To
abound in the work for the Lord means that we have to do our very best when we work for church.
我们都喜欢进好的学校。We
all want to get into the best school.
我们竭力的来考好成绩，要进最好的学校。We
try our very best and hardest to get into the best school.
因为进好的学校，通常对我们未来的生活有一层更加多一层的保障。To
get into a good school means that we'll have another layer of security in our life in the future.
我们进公司也竭力的来工作。We
also try work very hard at work.
因为我们怕有一天裁员的时候，老板会想到我们。Because
we wish to, we don't want to be laid off.
但是很奇妙的，小弟自己的感觉就是进了公司之后呢，刚开始 resume 人家会看你的学校，进了公司没有一个人问你说，哎，你哪个学校毕业的？But
my personal experience is that after your first entry level job, nobody cares what school you went to.
就是看你怎么表现喽。It's
all up to your performance.
换了公司之后，没有人再问你说你以前的公司表现的怎么样，没有人再问你了。When
you go to another new company, nobody cares about how you did in the previous company.
这些东西都是无常的。All
these things are changing all the time.
但是为了得到世界上这些东西，我们还是很竭力的来读书，很竭力的来工作。But
in order to achieve success, we still try very hard in school and at work.
但是做主工啊，是不落空的。But
to work for the Lord, we will not end up in vain.
所以我们更要竭力的来做主耶稣的工作。We
need to all the more work harder for our Lord Jesus.
你会问说，我教会可以做什么？
You may ask, what can I do for the church?
我常常看到我们教会，因为我们人少啊，很多弟兄姐妹很多事情都要兼着做。Because
we have a small congregation, observe that many members in this church have to play multiple roles.
有的人要台上也要台下，要里也要外。
Some people have to be on the pulpit and off the pulpit, both inside and outside the chapel.
我们要常常想起，教会有很多的工作，我们要尽力的来帮忙一下。We
could pay attention and realize that there are many church work we could help out with.
事工实在是太多了。There
are indeed many work to be done.
在教务方面，其实很多事情我们可以帮忙。
Indeed, there are many things we could help the church.
我们可以帮教会祷告。We
can help the church pray.
你知道吗？在这耶稣教会里面，最大的圣工就是祷告。Do
you realize that the best way to work for the true Jesus Church is to pray?
我听过一个传道的录音带。I
once heard the sermon tape of a pastor.
他说台东的某个教会呢，四年之内从60个人增加到200个人。
He said in a specific church in Taiwan, they increased their membership from 60 to over 200 in a matter of 4 years.
为什么会突然之间变这么多人呢?
Why would there be such a surge in the membership?
因为很多工人早上来教会祷告一个小时。Because
many of the church workers come to the church to pray an hour each morning.
刚开始都没有什么发现有什么进步。In
the beginning, there seems to be no effect at all.
到了第四年，神才开始动工啊。But
on the fourth year, God began to work.
让神迹其实很明显的在台东这个地方产生。Miracles
and wonders became very apparent in that local area.
你知道吗？我们教会很多，其实不是很多，我们教会也有一些迷失的羊。
Do you know that there are some lost sheep in this congregation?
有时候我们打电话，什么东西做的是该做，但是其实最重要还是要帮他们代祷。
Sometimes, yes, we make phone calls and do whatever visitation we do, but the most important word is pray for them.
啊，我们要常常的啊来啊为教会的事工来祷告。
We need to often remember church work in our prayer.
啊，那我们之所以这样做呢，圣经跟我们讲说，因为在主里劳苦是不会徒然的。
We continue to do church work because the Bible tells us our work will not end up in vain.
我们再回来看一下哈。
Let's turn back to
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
十五章的五十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
十五章五十八节。
Chapter 15, verse 58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面是不徒然的。你知道吗？世界上我们所做的工作有一天都没有办法带去。
Do you realize that all the hard work you put in this world, one day you cannot take away?
虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
The vanity of vanities, all things are vanity.
你可以留下自己的雕像。
Yes, you may be able to leave behind a statue of your statue of your own image.
但是真的，你到一些公园去看一些雕像，你认识它吗
？If you go to the park, do you really recognize all the statues?
实际上讲说，这个世界啊，我们看一下《传道书》。
Let's refer to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter one.
我们来看一下十一节。
Verse 11。
已过的世代无人纪念，将来的世代后来的人也不纪念了。我们看第三节。
Let's also read verse 3。
人一切的劳碌，就是在他日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？第四节。
Verse 4。
一代过去，一代又来，地界永远长存，日出。日头出来，日头落下，即归所出之地。风往南刮，又往北转，不住的旋转，而且返回转行沿道。江河都往海里流，海却填不满。江河从何处流，能归何处？第八节。
Verse 8。
万事令人厌烦啊，人不能说尽，眼看看不饱，耳听听不足。第九节。已有的事，后来必再有；已行的事，以后必再行。日光之下，没有新鲜事。第十节。
Ten.
岂有一件事，人能指着说这是新的？哪知在我们以前的时代，早已有了。这一段呢，跟我们讲到人生的一些无奈。
This passage tells about the vanity of this human life.
真的，人一切的劳碌，日光之下劳碌，有什么益处呢
？Indeed, what good is it a man could reap from all his labor under the sun?
过去一代又来，地是长存的。
One generation passes, another comes, and the earth abides forever.
所以能够纪念前两三代的一些伟人，他到底为我们做了什么东西？常常在思想他的好行为呢
？Who can really remember and recall what the great man had done before us several generations?
所以我们要了解，事实上我们是可以成功的，但是它是非常有限的。
We need to remember that although we may be successful in this life, but all the profit is not lasting.
但是我们要知道，在主里面的劳苦它是不徒然的。
However, our labor in the Lord will not end up in vain.
小弟觉得，首先呢，我们会有人的纪念。
First of all, I think at least men will remember us.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书一章三节。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书一章三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3。
在我们的一章三节，在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们，因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。保罗常常纪念帖撒罗尼迦教会的那些信心、爱心跟盼望。
Paul continues to remember the love, hope, and faith in the Thessalonians church.
真的一个爱神爱人的人呢，常常活在我们的心目当中。
Yes, indeed, those who love God always live in our hearts.
我常常有时候参加弟兄姐妹的丧礼啊。
Sometimes when I attend members' memorial service,
我常常也注意到说，那些平常在世间呢，很关心弟兄姐妹的，那个丧礼的人真的好多好多。
those who had lived a loving life would have a great attendance at their funeral.
北加州有一场丧礼，南加州好多人上去。
I remember in Northern California when we had a funeral, many people from Southern California attended.
因为他在世上所做的，很多人啊，在主里面都纪念他们。
Because people remember what he has done in the Lord.
但是我们刚提到说，人的纪念是有限的。But
earlier in the book of Ecclesiastes, we said that man's remembrance is only short-lived.
啊，神的纪念是宝贵的。But
God's remembrance is everlasting and precious.
启示录十四章十三节。Let's
turn to Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章十三节。Revelation
chapter 14, verse 13.
十四章十三节。Chapter
14, verse 13, Revelation.
我听见天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后，在主里面儿死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。我们做工的果效都会携着我们上天国的。Our
labor and our work will follow us into heaven.
圣经上讲，日有日的荣光，夜有日月的荣光，心有心的荣光。
The Bible says the sun has its glory, the moon has its glory, and the stars its own.
我们将来在天国的赏赐是不一样的。
In the future, our reward in heaven will be different.
所以我们要竭力的多做主工。
So we need to do our best to work for the Lord.
盼望哪一天主耶稣能够对我们这样说。
Let's hope one day the Lord Jesus will say to us,
你这又忠心又良善的仆人,
You good and faithful servant,
可以进来享受我所为你预备的,
Come in and enjoy what I have prepared for you.
愿主耶稣能够在, 这种灵不到位之前, 能够激发我们服事的心,
May the Lord stir up our heart before our convocation.
大家能够竭力多做主工,
so we can abound in the work for the Lord.
来唱诗, 466首。
Let us sing him 466.